my mother was very close with her own family, and she had a younger brother, Saul, who was especially attentive in maintaining family relationship. So we saw a fair amount of them. Some of the family lived in Pittsburgh, and then they gradually migrated out of the city some to Los Angeles. Saul went to live in Allentown, and then later in South Orange, New Jersey. The family did keep close together, as opposed to my father, who I think wrote to his mother and his brother occasionally. One interesting thing that I might mention is that around 1933, 1934, my father was prescient enough to see what was pending in Europe, and he asked his mother and his brother to come from Poland to the United States, which his mother immediately refused to do. She was a very direct, commanding, and determined person. But at that point then, my father told them that unless they came to the United States, he was going to stop sending them money. And so then, in 1937, they did come to the United States, where his mother lived then in a Polish community in New York City, although she was fluent in Russian, German, French, and Polish. She never learned English. So she lived in New York City until she died.
Could you tell us now something about your life as a married man, as you and Helen and your children, raising your children, your early life?
Well, Paul and I were married in 1952. I bought the business in Baltimore, and in 1905, our oldest son, Henry III, was born, and that was the year that we sold the business and moved back to Pittsburgh. Early 1956. At that time, we rented an apartment in University Square and lived there for about a year and a half. And then we rented a house in Bethel Park. It was at 2610 Broad Street in Bethel Park. That was the year that our son Jim was born. And we lived there for a couple of years until we had an opportunity to buy this house that we're in now. And that was, I believe, 1958. Lived here since. At the time we bought the house, where we're sitting now is simply an open porch. And subsequently, we did build this room, and we built a fourth bedroom into the garage, which was larger than a garage. And then third and fourth sons, Paul and Rob, were born while we were living this house. I guess I'm not sure what you'd like to talk about.
Well, going over the material, your children were very close in age. You had four little boys, not very far apart in age.
Yeah, we had four boys in 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was not pleased at being an only child, and I thought I didn't want to do that to my children. And in addition to that, we really enjoyed our children. We had a very good life with them. And we never, other than maybe 4 or 5 times, we never hired a sitter. We were fortunate in that Helen's mother and her aunt and uncle were able to be babysitting for us, and after her uncle died, then her mother and her aunt would look after the children, and we would go out of town, but we were never out of town for more than most 2 nights. And every place else we went, we took the children with us. A series of station wagons and a series of dogs, and we took a vacation where we took the whole crew.
You went lock, stock, and barrel. Where? What kinds of vacations did you take together?
Well, when we had just the one child, and he was 8 months old, we took him with us to Italy, where we went to Capri and stayed on Capri for 3 weeks, and turned around and came back. In subsequent years, we took a lot of camping trips. We built a small trailer that had a small sailboat on it, and so we would load everybody in the car, and put all of our belongings in the trailer, and we took trips through New England, and through Nova Scotia, and we went to the Outer Banks, and the Kitty Hawk, and trips of that nature. We did take one vacation at Ephra, that's E-P-H-R-A-I-M, which is an indoor peninsula of Wisconsin. And then we also did a couple of trips to Europe where we took the boys with us. It was strenuous. We took them all to Scotland, where we had some English friends. We flew to London and met our friends, traveled up through the Highlands. Then in later years, we spent perhaps 4 or 5 years where we would go to Cape Cod. We would rent a cottage for a couple of weeks. Very interesting
Happy
years,
God.
And I would like to be that age again and have
yes.
children that age again.
It's a nice time of life. I think you must be interested in the sea with so many.
Yes, I've been interested in ships most of my life, and I've had occasion to do a fair amount of sailing, and some of it has been deep sea sailing where we sail from Rockport, from City Island in New York up to Northeast Harbor and the Mount Desert Island and back again. Again, it was very interesting that it takes more agility than I could have managed at my age today.
Well, you enjoyed it when you could. I know you have five, we know you have five grandchildren, is that correct? Your son has, Henry has three, and
Rob
has two. May we have their names, please?
Yes. Henry's oldest daughter is Hannah, and she's six. He has Ida, who is 4 1/2.
And for your mother?
And then they have a little boy who they adopted from Paraguay when he was 10 months old, and he's now 19 months. Rob.
Pardon me, what is his name?
His name is Augustine, A-G-U-S-T-I-N-E, Augustine.
How old was he when he
was?
10 months?
He was 10 months old. And now he's Gus.
Oh, nice.
Rob, who is presently living in Covington, has a daughter, Eva, who he adopted when he married Pamela. And
was she Pamela's child?
She was Pamela's child.
I see.
And
how old is she?
Eva is six. And he has a natural son, Matthew, who is two. But unfortunately, in the past year, they get divorced.
Yeah.
And so Rob gets custody every other week.
I understand your son, Henry, and his family were named in Temple recently.
Yes, they had a naming ceremony, but don't ask me to
any of the particulars.
Any of the particulars, no.
Okay. Now to get back to, I guess.
Well, I think also it's worth mentioning that his wife, Ann, her maiden name was Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y, and she has converted to Judaism, and has really been enthusiastic, very supportive. The two of them have already been to Temple more times in their married life than I've been in my entire life.
Well, it must be something very meaningful for her.
Yes, I think it is. She's a very, very nice person.
She and your son were also named in Temple, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. To get back to your business affairs, after the sale of Pittsburgh Outdoor Advertising, what enterprises have you been involved in? I know you've been actively in business since the sale.
Well, we, in 1979, we sold Pittsburgh Outdoor Advertising to a partnership of which we retained a half interest, and then that business was subsequently sold in 1984 to Metro Media in 1979, and we took the cash which we developed from the business, and we started a new business called the Meridian Corporation, and that Meridian Corporation set out to buy some television stations. I I guess I neglected to mention that before we sold Pittsburgh Opera Advertising in 1979, that in 1973 we had bought the Pittsburgh Television Channel 53. And so in 1979 we also sold that, as well as another opera advertising business called Big State, which operated out of Altoona. And so we were in a position where we had essentially liquidated almost all of the business interest. So having had a very short but profitable experience in television, we decided to go further in that area, and we did. We were unable to buy any television stations, so we did make license applications and build our own stations in Charleston, West Virginia, and in Dayton, Ohio. And then those stations resold about 1989. Must have been 1986. So at that point, we went into a whole range of businesses. And I say we, I've had a partner who is in tax attorney, Tom Wright, and we have had various additional partners in some of the various businesses that we've gone into. But over the course of time, we have bought and sold 10 radio stations. Cellular telephone business, where we have several non-wireline licenses primarily in Atlanta. As part of the original sale of Pittsburgh Outdoor Advertising to the partnership in 1979, we retained the real estate which the company bought, which constitutes the majority of the locations of the present Outdoor Advertising Company leases from us. And we got into a company called Western Water, which is attempting to bring a water line from the Honey Lake District north of Reno to supply water to the city of Reno. Well, I guess I neglected to mention that in 1956, we got into the Pensacola bombing business with a 50% interest in something which is presently known as NBC Corporation, and that operates the Pensacola franchises. Madison, Wisconsin, and Rockford, Illinois, and as part of that business, we got into a group of hotels, which we built and recently sold. We have our principal investment today is Star Cable, which is a cable television operator. Southern states and West Virginia, rural cable. There are some other business interests, but each of these were involved in with partners who manage business.
So it's varied and far-reaching, really.
We're geographically pretty well spread out. Mm-hmm. But our position in all of this has been to provide the financing, management oversight, and to generally direct the affairs of these businesses with hands-on managers who also have equity positions in the business.
And also report to you.
Right.
Okay. You spoke of having endowed a room in your father's name at the, is it the Judaic Library at Princeton?
It's the library in the Center for Jewish Life.
Okay.
At Princeton.
Okay. And in memory of your father.
Is that or my parents.
Of your parents. And also, you made a contribution to Carnegie Mellon in memory of your parents?
Yes.
In what, any particular area? Or?
Well, it was a gift to fund a new building for their School of Business, which is known as GSIA.
Oh, right.
And so they named it Posner Hall and honored my parents. Mm-hmm.
And also you made a contribution to the restoration of the Road of Shoal Temple.
Yes, we funded the restoration of the main sanctuary.
The main sanctuary. Are there any other philanthropic organizations or organizations in which you are interested in a philanthropic way?
Well, we've made a number of contributions to Shadyside Academy, which is very good to me and very good to our children. And so we funded a reading room in their library and have given various contributions for various purposes to Shadyside. We expect here in the next 2 months to make another major contribution to Shadyside.
Mm. Are you currently involved in any community activities?
I'm a trustee of the Carnegie Institute, Carnegie Mellon University, and Shadyside Academy. Used to be a trustee of the Montefiore Hospital and the Jewish Healthcare Foundation, although Montefiore Hospital has essentially disappeared,
right.
And I really have not had that much interest in the Healthcare Foundation, so I resigned from that.
Have you had any particular interest in Israel?
I think not the kind of interest that I imagine you're thinking about, I've never been to Israel. Don't have any particular desire to go there. And I guess really got turned off when there was so much debate about the so-called law of return. And I felt that they would tell me that my wife and children were not welcome in Israel. Found it hard to get enthusiastic about them, although I do think that what they have done in setting up a separate state, the circumstances under which it was set up, displayed a remarkable degree of courage and initiative, and I think that it has cast a whole different perspective on being Jewish. I think that each of us stands a little taller for what they've done, so that I have an intellectual appreciation for what they have accomplished, even if I can't get that emotionally involved in it.
Personally, which you can't run. Henry, what would you say was your most significant accomplishment?
Finding myself a nice wife and having four children from the world. Very much attached.
I think that is probably the accomplishment of a lifetime for anyone who does it successfully.
Right.
Right. That's the main thing. Is there anything in your life that you... Oh, we've only 3 minutes. Okay. The other thing I was going to ask you, was there anything in your life that you would have done differently if you could?
Well, I did lots of things.
Yeah.
I think I would have spent less time and energy working and spent more time with my family.
Yeah.
And I think I would have had a different relationship with my parents. Had that kind of foresight.
You had the wisdom when you were young. Right. Well, it's been really a pleasure, and we thank you for your generosity of your time
for
letting us come.
Well, nice. I'm very flattered that you think to what I asked. So I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Thank you.